You're listening to Radio Dharma, presented by Hindu University of America. I'm your host, Shilpa Agarwal, fiction author and faculty at HUA. Modern life can feel uncertain. Sanatana Dharma shines a light on the eternal truths that lead to inner transformation, fulfillment, and joy. Tune into your highest frequency every week on Radio Dharma. Welcome, everyone. Happy you're tuning in. Over the course of our next many episodes, we're going to be exploring the concept of Dharma, which has many meanings and nuances and has been used in every way under the sun, sometimes in alignment with its original meanings and sometimes in distorted ways. And I'm going to be talking with guests across diverse fields who are engaging with Dharma in different ways, including our guest today who works in the field of psychotherapy. But before I introduce her, over the course of these episodes, I want to get at the core of these two questions. What is Dharma and why is it useful to my life? You know, if I make this statement, Dharma is, what's the first thing that comes to your mind? Take a second, write it down if you want. There's no right or wrong. This is just for you. I asked a bunch of my students recently what Dharma is, and here's what they said. Duty, righteous duty, rightful conduct, doing what is right at the right time, fulfilling my duty as a daughter, wife, mother, responsible citizen, the right thing to do, doing the righteous thing, and eternal love and being kind. A lot of what's common here, aside from the last answer in these responses, is a focus on duty and this idea of right or righteousness. There are many other definitions, which I'm going to explore in later episodes. So if we didn't get to what you wrote down, just hang tight because we're going to explore it all. In addition with speaking with guests, I'm going to bring in some of our spiritual masters and yogis and discuss how they've talked about Dharma as well. The hope is that by the end of this series on Dharma, you and I both will have a clearer and more expanded idea of what Dharma is and why it's useful in your life and in our lives. So without further ado, I would like to introduce my guest today, Savita Nanjangud. Savita is a spiritual seeker and a student of Hindu Dharma. After 15 years in the semiconductor industry, she decided to pursue her Swadharma and become a yoga teacher and also trained in yoga therapy. She recently completed her master's degree in counseling psychology from Santa Clara University and is currently practicing as an associate marriage and family therapist. Her passion is to integrate her knowledge of yoga and Dharma into her clinical practice with clients. Welcome, Savita.
Thank you, Shilpa. Thank you for having me on your show.
Thank you for being here. So, you know, I'm just going to go to my first question. When I said Dharma is, what came to your mind? Let's start with your working definition of Dharma and unpack it, and then we'll talk about Dharmic principles later and stuff. But I just want to get a sense of how you view Dharma.
Yeah, let's begin with that. So Dharma is a non-translatable. I mean, I'll just state that right up front. And maybe that's why we English speakers struggle with it so much. You know, growing up, I would hear this word slipped into conversations, you know, in our family and in various different contexts. So yes, I also had that confusion. You know, kind of confusing Dharma with religion, duty, and all these things. But lately, I've been landing on this particular way of defining Dharma. I define it for myself as more as a way of being, a way of showing up in such a way that it connects me with others in the most harmonious way. And it also allows me to express in the most authentic way. So I kind of look at it more, less from a perspective of doing and more from a perspective of a way of being.
That's beautiful. I love what you're bringing in here. You're talking about beingness rather than doingness.
Right.
You're talking about showing up. So that's effort. You're talking about connection with others. So who we are in relationality to others. You're talking about harmoniousness, which means if we're putting the effort, we're connecting with others, it is in a way that creates harmony. And you're talking about authenticity, meaning we are being true to ourselves. That's a phenomenal, phenomenal definition. And I want to talk about some of these things in detail. So let's connect it because in your bio, you mentioned the word Swadharma. And I want to let's touch on this idea of authenticity and Swadharma. So what is Swadharma? And how is that connected to authenticity?
Oh gosh, another loaded word. Swadharma. Again, this is another thing that I struggled with a lot. And the reason I mentioned Swadharma in that intro is because even though I was enjoying my job, in Applied Materials, which is where I worked, and I enjoyed being in the corporate world, there was always this feeling of incompleteness. There was this feeling of there's something lacking, something, missing. And when I did the teacher's training program, I was still employed at the time, that I just really felt so deeply connected to myself through that program. And that connection to myself helped me realize that I needed to take that leap to pursue that path further. Of what is it that makes me feel so whole and so complete when I'm teaching yoga, when I'm practicing it, and when I'm teaching it? So that really, it kind of also juxtapositioned itself with, my restlessness in the corporate world, and also the need, my family needs, and my kids were young, and so everything just kind of came together. And then when I started pursuing being a yoga teacher, and then got into yoga therapy and counseling, it just felt like more and more of that feeling of authenticity, that feeling of wholeness kept opening up to me. Although I did have a lot of doubts, a lot of questions, a lot of confusion. But it really almost felt like all those doubts and confusions were part of the work of leading me towards Swadharma. They were not obstacles, they were just part of the journey. So I would say Swadharma, like now I've landed with this definition of Swadharma, as it is a way of being that enables one to find one's place in the world, situated within the context of family, culture, country, whatever, and profession, while expressing, while having the opportunity to express authentically, to be creative, and in a larger sense, in a larger spiritual sense, to pursue our path to moksha. So it, of course, the moksha thing is at a very large, in a very large contextual sense of life's purpose. But even just being, feeling like you're situated appropriately in a certain context, whether it's professionally or within your family, the doing comes out of that feeling of situatedness. The duty and responsibility that you take on, you willingly take on, because you feel situated in the context of your life appropriately.
Again, another phenomenal definition where we're talking about a way of being that is enabling a way of being that is having an opportunity to express ourselves authentically, be creative, and pursue our path to moksha. Beautiful. I want to just go to that moment real quick of when you were having these feeling of incompleteness. And I wanted to get a sense of like, how long did it take you to kind of start moving into a different path? We have about a minute left before our next segment. So just wanted to get a sense of the time span of this kind of move from your career that you studied for to your current incarnation.
Yeah, it's short answer is a couple of years.
Okay.
Yeah. But, you know, I'm guessing that it had been brewing for a while because I had been, every time I changed jobs, there was this feeling of, oh, maybe this next job will do it for me, you know. But that feeling followed me. And then there was this, there was a certain period of self-deception of, you know, like maybe I'm just not in the right job or maybe I'm just don't have the right boss. So it kind of went on for a while. And even after I quit and, you know, pursued yoga teaching sort of full time, there were still many doubts.
Okay.
So it took a couple of years to like really wrap it up and say, okay, I'm in a good place.
Beautiful. Thank you for listening to Radio Dharma, presented by Hindu University of America. Stay tuned for part two of our program right after this break.